HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So the Indian government and a lot of other people in India have been trying to get Indian languages onto the internet. Now, computers don't speak English. They don't speak any of our languages. They speak in zeros and ones. And since the internet always was in English, Indian languages weren't part of these zeros and ones. Computers didn't understand these languages. But in the last few years, they have started understanding it to an extent. And I have today with me somebody who understands this much better than me. His name is Vinay Murarka. He runs a domain registrar called V2 Technosys. And he's the developer for the first fully Hindi website in India. It's called Mera.Bharat. And everything on that website is in Hindi. So thanks, Vinay. Thanks a lot for joining us here. I'm really looking forward to this chat.
Thank you.
So I'll just quickly get to the questions. And of course, the first question to ask is, what does it mean to have a fully Hindi website? What does it mean to build a fully Hindi website?
So for developing a fully Hindi website is a unique thing. Actually, it is right now, if we see a lot of domains which are actually providing the Hindi content, but actually the domain names are in English. Again, it is not full Hindi compatible website. So for us to take this challenge and make a website where domain is also in Hindi, the entire URL, everything should be in Hindi. It is important to do something for our country and our language so that we can inspire people for the same.
So if I understand correctly, what you're saying is that the entire domain name and everything, you can literally write down the website address, the URL in Hindi, everything else.
Yes.
The website is Hindi.
So yes, if you look at like Chinese or Japanese or Russian countries, they have their own language domain names and website in their own local languages.
Absolutely.
While in our country, we still read primarily in English. Okay, there is content in Hindi, but the primary domain names and the URLs are still in English, which is like a bit difficult in the rural areas. People don't know English much to them to type in the English website. While all major countries with regional languages, China, Japan, Russia, they have their own regional language domain names and content on that particular regional language domain only.
Yeah. You know, there must be challenges here because, I mean, we can't really code in Hindi, right? So, I mean, a website at the end of the day is a lot of lines of code. So, could you explain these challenges? How do you make such a website? How do you make a URL in Hindi? How does all of this work?
The coding part is again in English. The backend is always in English, but for our viewers, the URL which are displayed in Hindi. So first thing is the Hindi domain name. So in 2014, Government of India got approval for first fully IDN domain names, that is .Bharat domain name for 22 languages. Okay, so that is approved by ICANN. So we can create the fully compatible Hindi or 22 regional language domain name in India. So our journey starts from there. Okay. And when we started the website in 2014, what we found, the most of the browsers were not supporting our Hindi language content as well as the URLs. So URLs, they were still grabbing in English and even not fully compatible with the Hindi domain names. Okay. So slowly with the standardization of the industry, with the help of ICANN and NICSI, these things getting standardized slowly by 2016-17, and the browser with the latest versions are coming with the fully compatible IDN support and the Hindi language and other 22 regional language supports. So backend technology is the same. We are using WordPress here. The front end, the browsers and the operating systems are now supporting these Hindi domain names and other Hindi content.
So you sort of covered what my next question would have been, that why do why couldn't we do this so far, right? So, of course, there are mobile phones are required to have Hindi keyboards and keyboards in other languages nowadays. Browsers do support it. But there is also an aspect of discoverability, right? When we make a website on the internet, it has to be discovered through search and all. So how does that work? How does Google and Bing, do search engines recognize you today? How do people find the way?
Yes, so I come here one by one. When initially in 2014, when we started, the first thing we are getting issue, like even our my own browser is not able to recognize the domain name. It was tough for me to type in. My own mobile device, we are not able to type the Hindi domain names. So with the latest version, these started supporting. Google also announced in 2016-17 that they are going to support the Hindi URLs and 13 other language URLs. And now they are slowly integrating in their search engine. Our website Mera.Bharat is now completely searchable in Google search engine. In Bing, it is still not fully supported, but we are hoping like in upcoming years in Bing also, the Hindi URL as well as Hindi content is fully supported. If you have seen the advertisements by Google, they highlighted the Hindi search. Hindi search, so they are also coming in advancement with their technologies, which is giving us edge for the Hindi domains and Hindi content on searchability and getting traffic from the search engines.
Got it. How you said that, you know, this website first came up in 2014, and since then, I mean, initially there was a struggle and now it is much better. Can you explain? Mera.Bharat is a news website, right? Mera.Bharat shows us news in Hindi. Can you explain how the website has grown maybe in recent times?
Yeah, in 2014, as I mentioned already, like there were a lot of issues like how we get traffic and how people will search. With the recent updates from and referred by ICANN and Mixi, Google, Facebook, these all are now recognizing our IDN domain names, Hindi domain names, as well as other regional domain names. By 2018-19, we are seeing a much more switch in the searchability of our website. Like prior to 2019, we were not able to share our URL on Facebook or other social media platforms. We have to add like HTTP or like www, and again it was coming like jumble characters on Facebook or WhatsApp or wherever we were sharing. Now if I type in Mera.Bharat and send it to you on WhatsApp or Facebook, it is straightway clickable. Like if you sharing a .com domain, abc.com, if you send it on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, it comes at clickable link. So this was not happening earlier. Now it is happening. This helped a lot. People are sharing our links on the Facebook as well as on WhatsApp. Plus the Google searchability again came after 2018. Slowly our websites are getting ranked there. Now it is added to Google News also, which from 2019-20, we are seeing a good amount of traffic switch to our website. It is really improving.
We often say that a lot of sort of the next billion, that's how Google and all call it, right? That the next billion users are coming to the internet. So I just wanted to get an idea. Where do you see most of your traffic coming from? Is it coming from social media? Is it coming from Google? Is it like a 50-50 split? Where is this traffic coming from that is reading, you know, purely Hindi content?
I will say the 50-50 from both of the platforms. That what we want also, we don't want to depend on one source. Obviously, like any company who is growing, want to have the multiple buckets for their ads, so that traffic source also we want to on the different sources. So we are looking from social media as well as Google search, Google Discover and Google News also, from Twitter also, and new generation social media platforms also we are looking for, like we should get our traffic, and we are working in that aspect only. Regarding the audience, I want to share, like I was just checking up, like in our India, almost we can say almost like 43% is Hindi speaking, whose like first language is Hindi. Okay. And what we observe, the people we already on internet is mostly the English speaking people who are already there on the internet. Now the our internet in India is growing, and this the generation from tier 2 cities which is coming online, that is purely Hindi or regional language speaking public. So in future we see there will be huge surge in the traffic of Hindi or regional language content websites.
Indeed, yeah. And you briefly touched upon this. You know, there was a time when Hindi wasn't supported, other Indian languages weren't supported. What would happen to a website like Mera.Bharat? Can you explain that if at that time I was consuming content on that website, what would happen if I tried to share this with others? What are the challenges that I would face to share it with others or, you know, anywhere else on the internet?
That time when we were sharing the website, we have to literally call the people and tell them, like, type this in Hindi, Mera.Bharat, then copy paste to URL. It was entire the tidy process. And if we are going to the masses, we can't tell each and every them copy paste URL in this way. Or if we are sending them the text, explaining them that copy from your messenger to the your browser, this is not possible. So that was the primary challenge, because if website address I'm sharing on any platform and it is not clickable, it is of no use. It is a simple text out there. So the visibility itself goes down there.
And even if I tried to share it through a WhatsApp or something, it would just look like jumbled text and not an actual URL.
It was like plain Mera.Bharat. It used to come like just Mera.Bharat, a text. It was not clickable. Yeah. Like right now, if that moment when we are sharing any .com website like v2technosys.com or vny.in, it was clickable on WhatsApp, but Mera.Bharat was not. But now if you share on WhatsApp or on Facebook Messenger, or if you are comment anywhere, or if you are sharing on the Facebook post also, just Mera.Bharat, it will be a clickable link. Because now they added this into their coding, that .Bharat is the extension, and you can use it as a URL.
And how big a step do you think it would be to build apps in this way, given that we have websites and apps are sort of the next step, right? Where we have completely Hindi apps. Do you think that is also possible today, or are there challenges there?
Apps in pure Hindi are far more easier in compared to domain names. Those are far more easier because app itself is bundled with its own coding and you need not to get any external support. Okay, so like in domain names, we need searchability, clickability, but app has his own environment. Operating systems are now supporting all the, like Android and iPhone, both are supporting the Hindi and other regional languages. So app is bit easier task in compared to domain name in Hindi or other regional language.
This is really interesting. What Vinay is essentially telling us is the difference between having a website that has Hindi content and having a website that is actually in Hindi, meaning that computers that run the internet can actually understand Hindi. And in future, we will have a lot of other websites in Indian languages like Bangla, Odia, and so on. And I can't help but look forward to all of that. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HTSmartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.